College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've got a couple of teams here who need a quarterback. Shocking as this carousel continues to turn with the Jets and Giants in the most important position in football. So Rich Cimini, who of course you said has been beaten by the Jets idiot stick for many years, and that is a term of endearment, actually, with Rich Cimini. You're actually having his back in that situation.
He's been hit over the head with so many bad seasons that he's had to cover, so many bad stories that he's had to cover, that, you know, every story that he writes now has a tinge of negativity to it.
And you can't blame him because of what he's seen.
I don't.
But this isn't necessarily a negative one. It's just him putting two and two together. So you know that Rick Spielman, who was a part of the 33rd team that was hired to help the Jets find a head coach and a general manager, was then hired after Mugi and Aaron Glenn to be an advisor to the front office. And Rich says an intriguing possibility for the Jets at quarterback would be Kirk Cousins, because Rick was the one that went out and signed Kirk Cousins to that big deal when he went from Washington to Minnesota and then re-signed him again. And obviously Kirk Cousins and Rick Spielman have a really good relationship. And if you remember, the same thing happened last year with Russell Wilson when he was eventually released by the Broncos with all that money that they had to eat. So the Pittsburgh Steelers took a flyer on Russell Wilson, only had to pay him $1.2 million.
Yeah.
This is the same situation with the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins. So when you hear some of the numbers that get thrown out with Matt Stafford, what you have to pay him, and contract extension, and bringing a veteran in.
And trade.
They'll look for a trade partner with Kirk Cousins. It's not going to happen because they know that they're going to release them. They've got no use for them. No one's going to end up trading for Kirk Cousins. They're going to have to release them. And then when that happens, $1.2 million will be the salary that the new team pays Kirk Cousins. So I understand that he fell apart last year. He said he was hurt. He was injured. It wasn't him. And he's got a lot of football left. I mean, he looked really bad to get benched, I understand. But if that's true and he's got a lot of football left and he comes back healthy, $1.2 million for a guy that's had that type of success is something that you got to be interested in.
Yeah, well, is he interested in you?
I mean, he's interested in starting.
Yeah, I mean, but there are other teams out there that will be looking for a stopgap just like that.
Stopgap spot.
This is what this is. It's a stopgap spot, just like Pittsburgh's in their same situation as they were. So if it were coming down to Pittsburgh or the Jets, which team would you play for?
The Steelers, yeah.
Okay.
The Steelers might get Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers might bring Russell Wilson back. They might bring Justin Fields back. I mean, I don't know where Kirk Cousins is on their list.
But I'd be like, the Steelers would love to pay $1.2 million for a quarterback.
Well, they just did.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I think they're a better team than the Jets and certainly a more organized team at the moment. And, you know, have a head coach, have a leader, have a defense. I mean, all that kind of stuff is there, ready-made for whatever quarterback they choose. And I would think that if you were Kirk Cousins, first of all, you're going into the AFC North, which means there's very little chance that you're going to actually win that division, especially with the three other teams. Well, Cleveland, I don't know what they're doing either. That's another team that Kirk Cousins has been linked to.
Yeah, but I mean, I would rather go to the Jets than Cleveland.
I think what Cleveland needs to do, they need to figure out how to trade Myles Garrett. Stay up there at the top of that draft. Draft this kid, Abdul Carter, out of Penn State. There's your other pass rusher that's replacing Myles Garrett. Get a couple first-round picks and really start to rebuild that franchise, I would think. And then they'll look for somebody to be a stopgap kind of guy. Maybe it's a Justin Fields type or something. I don't know. But I don't know where that Cleveland team is headed at the moment.
Nobody does.
They don't have a bad roster. That's the thing. They just had so many injuries, and they made that big mistake at quarterback twice.
If I told you that in the last 6 years, there's been one coach who has won Coach of the Year twice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. And you just think of the Browns as just being a hellhole forever.
I saw Kevin at that Ivy Football Foundation dinner.
Yeah, did you give him your condolences?
I did. I went up, I said, man, I'm really sorry that you have to deal with what you're dealing with. I mean, but at least I told him, I said, look, you're one of the guys that's easy to root for in the NFL because there's nothing controversial about him at all.
Yeah.
He's a damn good football coach and he knows what he's doing. And, you know, the team, like, it just goes to show you when the coach really doesn't have much say when it comes to the roster.
Yeah.
Like the decisions that are made. Like maybe Baker Mayfield was getting too big for them, and maybe they couldn't handle his personality, and they figured, okay, let's bring in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, that felt like an ownership thing, right?
Dope is thinking that.
Probably Jimmy Haslam. That's got to be the one.
God. I know it's not Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just going to go along. He goes, hey, look, you can give me Deshaun Watson, the Deshaun Watson from 5 years ago. If that's the guy that we're getting, let's get him.
Yeah. And speaking of the Browns, so do you feel like this is still early in the draft evaluation process for teams or not?
I think most of these teams have scouted all of these players, and they have their boards already up.
All right, the reason I ask you this
but the combines are going to change some of these.
And a lot of these guys don't, like the top guys don't throw at the combines or like Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. But the reason I bring this up is Shedeur Sanders was asked, what meetings do you have with teams lined up right now? And Shedeur said the Browns and the Giants, and that's it.
Not the Titans.
Right, who have the number one overall pick.
Right. Who may be interested in Cam Ward or maybe interested
Travis Hunter
or Abdul Carter.
Or, that's probably it.
Yeah. Jackson Dart, maybe.
Not number one overall.
They may want to trade out of it, too. Who knows?
So I found that interesting that the Titans, at least to this point, have not reached out and requested an interview with Shedeur Sanders, who probably isn't going to throw at the combo.
Well, the other thing, too, is maybe they've been told that Shedeur doesn't want to go to Tennessee.
But he wants to go to Cleveland? He took a meeting with Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't.
I think it's pointing to the fact that the Tennessee Titans are in love with Travis Hunter. That's what I think this is. He had the guy, the VP of player personnel, talk about where we are not passing up on a generational talent. No way, no how. I mean, could that be a smokescreen? Possibly. These general managers do that all the time. But now that coupled with no meeting with Shedeur, I got to see if they have a meeting with Cam Ward. That would really be telling. But, yeah, I know there is a lot of momentum with the Giants and Shedeur. There's no two ways about it. And we've been talking about it for weeks now. But it gets even more serious if you've got, well, if Cam Ward goes one to the Titans and then if Deion allows Shedeur to go to the Browns, then the Giants could be out of luck there if they really like one of those two guys. But I don't think it's going to work out that way. I think one of those two will be available. I think Cam Ward ends up going to the Browns. I think Shedeur ends up going to the Giants.
Man, I'll tell you what, that Abdul Carter, the more and more you see of him, the more and more that this, you know, is this the next Myles Garrett that's coming out of school? Is he Will Anderson Jr. out of Alabama, you know, who's playing for Houston?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid he's pretty damn good, man. I mean, you watch him play, you watch him go against big offensive tackles, runs around guys, rips up underneath guys, bull rushes guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like a cut, like just an unbelievable speed athlete.
A specimen?
He is.
A generational talent?
And I would say he is... They knew he was going to be a top 10 player, but now they're talking about him being like one of the best edge rushers coming out in the past. And, you know, just like Myles Garrett was, and just like, you know, guys that have been those can't miss players at that position.
Yeah, so we'll see if the Browns do end up trading Myles Garrett and then selecting him and saying, okay, we'll deal with a quarterback another year. We don't like one of these two guys to take. I mean, that's certainly a possibility.
Could the Browns trade Myles Garrett and have enough draft capital to be able to get their quarterback and Abdul Carter?
Yeah.
And maybe they got their eyes on that Jackson Dart kid from Ole Miss.
Yeah, who you know is going to end up going higher than anybody expects right now.
He's going to be a top 15 pick.
Yeah,
I mean, is my guess right now a top 15 pick.